'Tis the season, you guys, for fast and furious online shopping. It all kicked off with Cyber Monday, but at what cost to the health of warehouse workers? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. Amazon is by far the largest online retailer in the US. So chances are you've clicked buy on some holiday shopping or even just some daily staple pretty recently. And that click sets a complex chain of events into motion, all to get the product to you as fast as possible. But the Center for Investigative Reporting says that at Amazon, that's coming at a very high human cost. Reporter Will Evans says he got records on injury rates for 23 Amazon fulfillment centers around the country, and he found the rate of serious injuries is more than double the average for the industry. At some warehouses, it's as much as 6 times higher. I asked him why.
So what we've been hearing over and over again, both from workers and from former Amazon safety managers, is that it's linked to the extreme production quotas that the workers have to meet. And if they don't hit those quotas, they are written up and eventually fired. And the demands that are put on the workers are higher than at other companies. And so what you end up seeing is workers' bodies breaking down or people taking shortcuts to hit their rate and getting hurt as a result.
And in some of your reporting, you talk to workers and they describe themselves as basically being like humanoid robots.
Well, it's funny because they're working with the robots all day. And yeah, many of them say, well, they want me to be a robot, too. And they can't. And, you know, their bodies wear out. They get carpal tunnel or they throw out their back or they mess up their shoulder. And then they're out in pain and unable to work. And a new worker is brought in to see how long they last.
What do these workers say about how much training they actually got for some of this very physical labor that they're actually doing?
It's interesting. You know, the workers will say, look, they tell us how to do this safely, but we can't actually do it that way and still hit our production quotas. And so what do you want to do? Do you want to do it safely or do you want to keep your job? And some people say they even do it correctly, but because they have to do it so quickly for such long periods. I mean, right now it's the holiday season, so you're looking at mandatory overtime, 12-hour shifts, and people held to quotas of hundreds of items an hour, you know, an item every 8 seconds, for example, or every 11 seconds, and you have to do it all shift. And if you slow down, you know, a manager's going to know. And so people's bodies end up wearing out.
That was one of the things that really surprised me from your reporting was just sort of how quantified all this is, how much data there is collected on these workers and even things like their bathroom breaks.
Yeah, Amazon is great at metrics and they calculate all this. Every worker is scanning objects constantly, whether they're picking the items that someone ordered or putting them in a box, they're scanning things. And those scans are then tracked by a computer system that calculates down to the second how fast they're going. And when they slow down, that data is going real time to managers. And so they know when you've gone to the bathroom, and the bathroom breaks will basically count against you. That's known as time off task, and you're not supposed to have too much of that. And workers say they, you know, will avoid going to the bathroom. I've talked to workers who said they had urinary tract infections because they avoided going to the bathroom because they didn't want to lose their job.
Aren't these Amazon warehouses incredibly automated? Are humans really necessary in this whole picture?
Yeah, these warehouses have hundreds of robots that carry racks of consumer products, but they also have thousands of workers that work in tandem with the robots. The workers stand in their stations, the robots bring the items to the workers, and Amazon has said that this is not only very efficient, but also is safer and easier for the workers. The interesting thing we found is that in the data we have from Amazon warehouses, the ones with the highest injury rates are also the ones with robots. And what we've heard from former Amazon safety managers is the robotic warehouses are known internally for being especially injury prone. And part of that seems to be the fact that the robots are so fast, the humans have to keep up with that. So they have to process hundreds more items an hour in these robotic warehouses because the robots are so quick at bringing these items.
And we see Amazon as this absolute giant of online retail. Given its size and scope, is there any special oversight of it? Is there anything that it has to do or comply with at either state or federal levels?
It's similar to any other company. It has to abide by the federal and state safety regulations. But there is no limit for how many people you can injure. A high injury rate may trigger an inspection. And, you know, OSHA at the federal level does do inspections of these warehouses and occasionally finds violations. But there is no special oversight for Amazon because it's so big. And what we've actually found is some instances where Amazon has not faced consequences, including in one case, there was a death where a worker was crushed by a forklift. This happened in Indiana. At the same time, Indiana was trying to bring Amazon to the state to build its second headquarters there. And they ended up deleting the safety citations and didn't fine Amazon anything.
So how does Amazon respond to this?
Amazon says that it is very diligent at counting all of its injuries and that other companies aren't. And that's why you're seeing higher rates of injury at Amazon, that they're very good at keeping track of this, at counting the injuries, and at keeping workers off work until they're actually ready to go back. Problem with that is, you know, there are federal regulations for how to count injuries that companies have to follow. Amazon has actually been fined for underreporting injuries in the past. If they are now doing a diligent job at counting their injuries, I mean, that's following the law. That's great. But it doesn't address the problem, which is that there are too many of them. I mean, some of these warehouses, you're seeing 15 injuries per 100 workers, up to 26 injuries per 100 workers. And even the Amazon safety managers I've talked to said, you know, Amazon knows that's a problem. That's way too much.
Do you get any sense that Amazon is beginning to take this more seriously? I mean, at the very least, this is not good PR.
I don't have a good sense of how seriously Amazon is taking this. Of course, Amazon says safety is a top priority, but Amazon didn't really respond in any way indicating how it would lower these injury rates.
Do you plan to follow up on this reporting after the incredibly busy holiday season that we're now entering?
Yeah, this is very busy for Amazon. Its workers are getting injured a lot right now. I mean, we found spikes in the data right around Cyber Monday. We're going to keep reporting on this, and actually we're asking workers to keep sending us the injury records for their warehouses. This is how we were able to compile this data in the first place from current and former Amazon employees, and we're continuing to get them.
Will Evans, a reporter at Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Earlier this year, Amazon said it was going to make more products available for one-day delivery instead of the customary two-day, potentially ratcheting up the pressure on its warehouse employees even more. And now for some related links. Will Evans's story is headlined Behind the Smiles, and he has some incredible detail in there from speaking firsthand to workers and former workers. One of them, Candice Dixon, describes what it's like to have to scan 300 items an hour. Another investigative report from The Intercept says Amazon's on-site emergency medical care actually endangers staff because it doesn't provide proper care after workplace accidents. We'll link you to that one as well. And the Seattle Times, newspaper of note for Amazon's hometown, collates the complaints against the online retail giant as it ramps up to this holiday peak. One of the criticisms that it highlights is an economic roundtable report. It says, quote, "While the company has provided jobs and economic growth, many of its distribution workers were living in crowded, substandard housing and earning less than a living wage." Now, that can mean that some cities and states end up subsidizing the income and healthcare for workers taking those jobs that those areas initially welcomed. For more detail on what goes on inside these Amazon fulfillment centers, what they look like, and how incredibly loud they are, you can listen to Marketplace Tech's tour. We joined a group of Girl Scouts on one of Amazon's public tours, which it runs to basically try and counter this growing narrative that they are not good places to work. We'll link you to that story at marketplacetech.org. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.